everyone, and it seems like it's been a long time. This is Margaret Gray. Margaret Gray, on behalf of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, saying hello, everyone.
It seems like it's been a long time.
It does seem like it's been a long time. By the way, we were talking about the Marc Maron.
I want to just say hello to everybody.
Get off the microphone.
Hey, bud, don't sweat on the microphone, all right, man?
Hey, don't try to do it.
Now, hey, everybody, this is Robert Leonard along with General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert.
I was going to do it if you'd kept the mouth shut long enough. I was going to get to that. But I did want to mention, what is this? This is the person underneath me is going,
that's logic. It's driving Miss Daisy, right?
Yeah, it's the bitchinest hip hop song.
Well, all I'm hearing is, la. I need to say what I gotta say. Turn that down. Don't do that.
Margaret, don't pull it out like that, okay?
Pull what out?
Pull what out?
What are you talking about?
Pull out the, when I say pull it out.
Yeah, talk about pull it out.
Don't let this one get started over here.
When I say don't pull it out, pull the volume down.
Well, then say that, please.
That is a technical term, Margaret. When the guy says don't pull it out, he's not talking about you whipping something out. God damn.
That was great. It's so technical.
I understand. Do I have to take advice from them?
Margaret, then let me say it, all right?
Go ahead.
It is a technical term. It means turn the volume down, okay?
All right. Well, then you can say that, can't you?
Yeah, I guess I could. I lapsed into...
I see. You went into the professional jargon. No, I understand that. I understand the professional jargon. I know that all of you... Phil, I've been around recording engineers, you know.
Well, not for a long time.
Not really? How dare you...
Hey,
Margaret, isn't that true?
No, it is not true. I was just in the studio last week with Lars Garfon, and we're going to be recording...
What do you mean, Lars Garfon? Where'd you find that? On the side of a salmon can or something?
Excuse me,
Margaret, come on.
No, I will not be laughed at and mocked.
Sit down.
Lars Garfon, for your information, is one of the top popular music producers that few people have heard of because he works from his home. And he has been working from his home for literally decades.
Oh, so he's one of the early home studio guys.
Yes. And I'm going to be going in and recording a selection for a Margaret Gray Christmas album. Thank you very much.
Oh, Ms. Gray, I like your Christmas music.
Thank you, bud.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Christmas music.
Well, what does that mean? You're not going to do Frosty the Snowman.
Yes, I'll do Frosty. Why wouldn't I do Frosty the Snowman?
Well, I think that Christmas music is religious in nature, and...
Well, no, General, not necessarily.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is, and so...
Wait, hold. Are we going to actually talk about Christmas music here at the end of June?
Well, we have to get into the studio. I have to prep. I have to... collect the music. It takes a very long time, Phil, to record an album. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, but Sammy, probably got to do a lot of prep on everything.
But what you got to do, Frosty the Snowman and Jack the Frostman?
What is Jack the Frostman? Are you doing that on purpose to piss me off?
Wait. Jack Frost.
There's no song called Jack Frost. Have you lost what little mind you have?
I don't know.
What are you guys... These guys, ladies and gentlemen, they're all sitting here going... It's like sitting around a bunch of half-witted monkeys.
Wait.
Look, I'm going to tell all you monkeys this, all you hotshots. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. There better be Tang. Is there Tang?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll have a glass of Tang as well. And when I come in here, I want all you monkeys to be working. Excuse me.
What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
I'm just telling you that this guy Dickman is ready to, you know, I'm telling you, bud, you...
What were we talking about, anyway?
We were talking about Jack Frost.
Yeah, it was great. I know the song, Jack Frost.
What?
Margaret, just make your Tang, will you? For God's sake. Is there a song called Jack Frost?
Yes, there's a song called Frosty the Snowman, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That ain't Jack Frost. That's Frosty the Snowman. Okay?
Well, you're all pissed off for me, son.
Yeah, you're like...
When I ask a question that's a very simple, is there a song called Jack Frost?
I want in on this. Yes, there is. And I can't believe you numbskulls.
You know, Margaret, are you telling me there's a Christmas song called Jack Frost?
It's called Jack the Happy Frost, something like that, yes.
Well, I've never heard it.
You've never heard it?
No, do you know it?
Yes, it goes... Look, I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, well, what did I... I thought maybe you'd be improvising these, huh?
Hold on for a minute, General. That's dirty pool, as you like to say. It goes, Jack Frost is a merry, frosty guy. You know the song, right?
No, I don't.
You a lying mother...
Dad, Miss Gray, swear to God.
Come here.
What is he, swear to God?
You know the song, Jack Frost. Say you know the song.
I swear to God, I don't even have it.
Come on, Margaret. Torture the guy.
Are you guys putting me on or something?
Miss Gray, sing more of it.
It goes, Jack Frost is a solid guy. I don't know the... it goes up...
Well, wait, hold on.
No, it goes, Jack Frost, he is the person...
What are you doing, clapping your hands?
I'm keeping time. One, two, one, two. And three. Oh, Jack Frost. I don't know. And you know, you want to know something else?
I think you're going to say you could give up.
You got it.
I could give a shit.
Thank you very much, Margaret, for that filthy word. All right, we have...
What filth?
What you just... We have with us here... today we're going to have Vernon Dozier on, and Vernon's going to be talking about the P. Diddy incident. Did you hear about this, General?
Yeah, I heard this guy Diddy. I don't know who. I wouldn't know P. Diddy if I peed him into a toilet bowl. No.
All right. Well, he's a producer, singer. The guy's very big in entertainment.
Oh, I don't doubt he's big in entertainment. Now, he took off on one of the coaches over there at, what is it again?
Gets over UCLA.
At UCLA?
Yeah, apparently. Diddy took off on one of the coaches who was screaming at his son. And I'm assuming that it was on the practice field, Robert?
Yeah, they were out on the practice field. I don't know which coach it was. But it's like you were saying before the show, Mr. Henry, these parents think they're going to talk to a coach.
Yeah, you can't do it. But Vernon Dozier is our expert, and he'll tell us about that. The other big news, and we're going to have, I think we'll probably have a news break with Harvey Wyman about this. The other big news is the fantastic interview that was done by Marc Maron.
I want in on this, yes. I want my kudos to Marc Maron. Absolutely wonderful.
It was fantastic. And Marc Maron, who is a guy, is an entrepreneur, he's a professional entertainer, a comic, a television personality. All of these things came about in Mark's life after a great deal of real, you know, dues paying. And yesterday on his show was President Obama. Now, I'm telling you, that is a major, major event for a podcast, you know, because that puts podcasting on the map.
Do you think so, Mr. Mayor?
Well, you're saying it puts it on the map. I mean, it wasn't.
Well, podcasting was not considered to be quite the equal yet of radio, but I have to agree with Phil. With the Obama get...
Now,
excuse me, I'm not done yet, Phil.
All right, bud.
Yeah.
With the Obama get... Okay, you know what get means?
What get means?
Yes.
Like get. Like you get.
Yes, like you get something.
Oh!
Well, what were you thinking?
I thought what you said would get.
All right, so anyway.
So anyway, what are these guys? You know, Phil, where you found these two guys together wouldn't make one decent dead man.
So
it was a wonderful get. And so you don't know what get is.
Well, yeah, come on, Margaret.
All right, so anyway, it was a wonderful get. I'm Margaret Gray. Excuse me.
All right, so fantastic. It was a great get.
Well, what do you mean it was a great get?
I mean it was a great... He got the President of the United States. You ever heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him. He's my commander-in-chief. Have I ever heard of him?
Well, and you don't think that's a big deal?
I don't know.
It's pretty big.
Now, my understanding is this guy, Maron, interviewed the President... In a garage. Am I understanding that properly?
That's right. It was in his garage.
You gotta be kidding me. So the President of the United States had to sit down in some guy's filthy garage? Holy Christ.
Yeah, that's where you go to do the podcast now.
That's where they're doing it, General. They're all doing it in garages.
Well, we're not doing ours in a garage.
It's because I've got a room for it. Sometimes there's no room for it. You just stick it out in a garage. I think podcasts for a long time were considered to be something that you just... stuck out in the garage, you know?
Yes, but with this get, and...
You knock it off with the get.
Well, with... Forget it.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant by a get. It was a forget.
Ha 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 ha. All right. So, Mr. Henry, do you want me to...
Get everybody lined up, okay?
Yeah, get Bob Bacon.
Get Bob Bacon ready to go. Then we'll go to Harvey Wyman, and then we'll do whatever the hell it is we got to do. Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bob on the highways and byways. By the way, Bob, you're a big star on the show on Saturday. It was you. It was Bob Bacon nonstop throughout our BSB-only show.
Well, Phil, I'm so proud about it, and I'm very proud of that. I'm glad you crowd challenged. You know, a lot of things we do here in this business, don't you? And I'm always sweating. I'm always chafing at the bat, and it rides up high on my crotch. I'll tell you, to be able to have a guy like Phil Henry, to ride that thing right up in there, man. I had that talcum powder. I needed that dry throat and get my crotch hot. All right, so here on the highways, byways right now, Phil, we've got 15-5, and there's a little bit of a spill out here. We've got about spilled and spit up here. The little tiny baby spit up, and man down here with a guy pouring. He's got four, and looks to be it was either three or four of those that were going to be swimming around and swilling around on that thing. Now, listen, fans, if you're down here in the High Five, you can leave a talented. Remember, our traffic is brought to you by the people at Crumplin's. Crumplin's, that's right. Run down to Crumplin's 5 to 10, get yourself a cream pan, and have yourself pan-fried. There's Bob Bacon with the traffic.
And this is Harvey Wireman with the news break. President Obama invoked the word nigger in a podcast.
Excuse me,
what is that?
Hold on, what's wrong?
I won't sit and listen to that word.
It's in the news, Margaret.
I don't care for the word.
What word?
Just go ahead and read it. He's not even reading it right.
Yes, what do you mean I'm not reading it right?
Go ahead and read the news, Harvey. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. President Obama invoked the word Niger in a podcast interview. Really, I said on Monday to drive home his point that slavery still casts a long shadow on American life. This is Harvey Wire. That's very sad to hear that, isn't it, Phil?
To hear what?
What I just read.
What did you just read?
Are you trying to teach? The man said right here, there's a long shadow of slavery.
Slavery, man, slavery.
Okay. Where are the glasses?
I gotta get down.
Why, you lousy little... I know it's my granddaughter. You tell that kid to get those glasses. Take them off the cat. Denise, she put my glasses on the cat. Let me have the glasses, honey.
I'm gonna do it.
Take the glasses off the cat. No cat needs glasses. I told you that last week. I told you that yesterday. Get my granddaughter off my leg, please. Right here, Phil. It's
all right, Harvey. You did a great job.
No, but right here it says slavery. The Niger, when they were in, get the kid off my leg, will you? Get it off my leg. Get it off my leg.
Okay, thank you, Harvey Wireman, and that was a fantastic, marvelous moment in the history of broadcasting. Not world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back here in just a moment. We got Vernon Dozier going to be talking with us about the episode yesterday at UCLA with Sean Combs, P. Diddy there, and the coach and the son and all that.
What the hell is going on with... You know, get that guy Wireman back on the phone here.
No, we don't have any time.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Harvey, you know, I don't know who's giving you the advice over there, but you're reading that thing like a blind man.
Hey, you know something, General? Why don't you speak for yourself, okay?
I could do better. I could do better after having had shampoo thrown in my eyes.
Well, then why don't you just do it, okay? I had the my doc, get it off of my leg.
What is on his leg anyway?
It's that granddaughter of his. I don't know. She wants to be with her grandfather.
There are worse things in this world.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show live from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back right after these messages.
Bob Ponton here, and I'll tell you, we've got sausages that are cooked right to your perfection and right to your specifications. You call in a week ahead of time. We take out the sausage that you like, and we cook it exactly to the temperature, the heat, everything that you like. When you come in and it isn't the way that you want it, we'll take it and throw it in the street. That's our guarantee. We don't go back. We don't reuse sausage. We don't reuse steak or pork chops. We'll go back and do it all over again. That's how important it is to us. That's how serious we are. We want your business. If we don't have that thing cooked the way you want it cooked, we'll take it, walk it to the street. You can take pictures of us as we throw it overhand into the asphalt. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex, and others would hate, but I don't give them no breath.
go on a date.
Yeah, but I mean, just so we are clear here,
I want to know about this, the N-word.
It was used by President Obama during the podcast. I'm just saying, it was a great podcast, and it was a fantastic, and forget about the get, okay?
It was a great get.
Yeah, but you forget.
If you say that one more time, bud, you'll never live to see, you'll never smell another one of your own farts.
Come on. Harvey, let's see, we got,
Harvey's not here. We already hung up on him. He's got his granddaughter hanging on his leg.
Yeah, okay, what I'm trying to say here is that we're supposed to call?
Yeah, I'm supposed to call up Vern Dodger because he's right now working at a Subway.
Oh, that poor man.
Wait. The guy's work. I got an interview scheduled with this guy.
He said it's okay, but you got to call him. He didn't have time to make the call out.
You got to call him up to what?
We got to call him at the Subway sandwich shop. Go ahead and put the call in for him, if you wouldn't mind. We're going to talk to Vernon Dozier here, and where is this, bud?
The Subway sandwich.
I know, but where?
The one on Mergantine.
Oh, it's the one on Mergantine. I've been there.
The one on Mergantine. I don't know that one.
Why are you calling him now?
Yeah, why didn't we call him before?
Because he can't be on hold.
We're talking, Vernon Dozier is going to weigh in with us here in a moment about the Sean Puff Daddy situation, you know, which was...
Hello, Subway.
Vernon Dozier, please.
Yeah, speaking.
Vernon, it's Phil Hendry.
Is this Phil Hendry from the radio?
Yes.
Oh, God. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are.
Hold on for a minute, please. Hey, John, get these two roast beef. Get these two roast beef. That big fat woman there. And then this cheese. And it's Swiss. He changed it from American. Yeah, Phil. Sorry, I had them give you the number to call me here because I'm working right now. And I was hoping that I'd be off, but I'm not. It's a busy night here.
So you're doing your summer job.
Yeah, it's my summer job. It's. I mean, I haven't been bashful about it. I work at Subway Sandwiches, and you know.
Well, I think, Vernon, you're to be commended that you are doing what you can to supplement your income.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they paid us, you know.
I don't believe this. You're a coach that has, you're in the Hall of Fame there, and the High School Hall of Fame, as coaches go. You're honored and revered.
Oh, yeah, I'm real honored and revered. Look, I have a young wife. She has things that she wants, okay? So can we get off the? No, he's taking your order.
How about the cheese?
Yeah, I told him to. You told him to change it to Swiss.
No, cheddar.
You said to change it to Swiss. Hey, Paul, change this guy's to cheddar again. I apologize, Phil, but like I said, it's a busy night.
Okay. Did you see the story?
Hold on for just a minute. Just 1 second. Would you ladies mind just backing it down? Could you just back it down? Because you're it's right in my ear. It's piercing through my skull. Yeah. Go ahead, Phil.
All right, so you saw the Puff Daddy.
Now, who is this Puff Daddy?
That is the Sean Combs.
Oh, that's why they all day long I've been seeing P. Diddy and P. Diddy and all that. And so that's it.
Yeah, that's the man's nickname. He's an entertainer. He's a hip-hop artist. He's a producer. He's done a lot.
Oh, I understand. He's very powerful. And, okay, hold on for a minute. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Thought I'd come in here and get myself a roast beef.
Okay, well, this guy's going to take care of it.
No, you can take care of me.
All right, I'm on the radio right now.
What's going on here?
This is the guy I told you about. He comes in and he bothers me because I didn't play his kid last year, and the kid that we did started middle linebacker, Blue Ape, now.
Yeah, he sure did blow Ape. Are you on the radio or something?
Yeah, I am right now, okay? So do you mind? So, Philly, here's what I would say about what happened today.
Now, let me just, so I can get the audience up to speed. Sean Combs' son was on the football field with one of the coaches, and apparently the coach was chewing this kid out, giving him what for? I don't know why, but as coaches will. And later on in the locker room, the coach and Sean Combs, Mr. Diddy, Mr. P. Diddy, whatever.
Can I ask you a question for a minute?
Go ahead.
Does this guy go through life calling himself Diddy, or what? What is the story?
Yeah. What about that, Coach? Huh? Here's this guy. He's got a son. He's got a family. You know, and he's walking around. Hey, I'm Diddy. What the hell is this? Like, hi, my dad's a cartoon character.
That is his professional name.
Well, it may be his professional name, but I would think, if I'm a coach, and a parent comes up to me and says, "Hi, my name is," is 50 Cent, or, you know, I'd say, well, that may be well and good out there in the street, out there with the regular people, but here, I need a name. I need a name like Bob, John, or something like that, so...
Well, I'm sure that he said, hi, I'm Mr. Combs.
You're absolutely sure.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure that some guy walking around, hey, yeah, I'm Diddy. And you're, what if you're christening a child? What if you're a parent-teacher conference? Just call me Diddy. I would, God, all... You know, I would want to just reach over and slap the guy and say, excuse me, I'm a teacher.
Well, that's exactly what you want to do, General. I can tell you that because we have a lot of weirdos and Fruit Loops.
Hey, what about that? I want that roast beef.
Yeah, I'll get... Hold on. I'm on the radio right now. Do you know that? No, Paul. I'm on the radio right now, Ferguson. This is a guy...
Who is this guy?
Is this the guy that was giving you a pain in the ass last year?
Yeah, this guy is... Hal Ferguson, his son was playing middle linebacker. Well, I thought his son stunk to high heaven, so I put in this other kid, and the other kid blew chicken. And so because that other kid sucked, Ferguson all of a sudden now thinks his son is Mike Singletary. And I said, no, he isn't.
How about that sandwich?
Yeah, I'll get you your goddamn...
Now, man.
Hold on for a minute.
So what did you do, lose a bet?
I lost a bet, all right. Not only did I lose a bet, I almost lost my job. Over this guy. He made a big stink about it.
You talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you on the radio.
I would not advise that. My attorney's listening. God damn it.
Well, why don't you tell the man you're busy on the air?
I have told him. He doesn't care.
But is this guy, in other words, this bet you have?
The bet was, if you want to keep your job, then when I come into Subway this summer, you better be at my beck and call. I want a tuna or a roast beef with plenty of mayo. All right, I got to get this. Paul, I'll do it.
Well, I got it.
No, I'll do it. This guy wants it.
I want the coach to make it.
How you been, Ferguson?
Oh, just great. That's it, yeah. Put some of those pepperoncinis on it.
Do you want us to call you back?
No. Oh, this won't take long.
Well, I don't want a slapdash job. I want this good.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on for just a minute, Ferguson. I got to go to the toilet. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Now, watch out, Vernon.
Don't worry about it. This guy has deserved this for a long time.
Oh, my God!
Forget it. I better not. Subway's a national brand.
Yeah, no shit, man. They'll fire your ass. They'll sue your ass.
All right, fine.
What are you doing? I'm throwing out that sandwich. I'm doing a new one.
Oh, my God. No. You're not supposed to take the sandwich a few feet here. I'll start a new one. Here, you're going to watch what I'm doing.
That's it. Yeah. More mayo. More. That's it. Lay it on thick, baby. Slather it on there.
Slathering it on, Ferguson.
Remember that footlong you knocked out of my hand last summer?
Hey, I can't do this.
I'm on the radio.
So anyway, Phil, this P. Diddy...
What about that P. Diddy, huh?
I'm making your sandwich, Ferguson. I'm talking to somebody else. This P. Diddy...
I don't know. What did you do? What did you do? I don't want mustard. Throw it out.
Wait a minute.
Throw it out!
I gotta throw this guy's sandwich out.
This guy's harassing you, man. You should go to management.
I can't because the guy... got pictures.
Of what?
Tell me I got pictures.
We got drunk. We had a big... We had a blowout with the team last year when we won the league, okay? Not last year, the year before. And he got pictures of me. There was a young lady.
Oh, Jesus.
Was there a stripper at this party?
Are you all right, Miss Gray? Was there a stripper at this party? That's what I heard you do.
Was there a stripper at this party?
Yes, there was, okay? And I was laying on my back with a $20 bill in my mouth, okay?
Man, I got... Oh, God, do I got photos of that.
If only I'd been faster, I'd have a picture of you.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Bullshit.
Would you guys just hurry up and get the sandwich done so we can continue the interview?
I'll do it.
No, I gotta do it. So, Phil, this guy Diddy, so if he comes into my locker room and he starts screaming and yelling at one of my players...
Come on, more mayo. Step it up.
Yes, sir.
Some pepperoncinis and some... I want some tomato slices, too.
We're out of tomato slices.
Well, then I guess you better cut up another tomato now, shouldn't you?
Oh, man, baby, what I wouldn't give to be there right now.
Believe me, I...
Is that General? Hey, General, my name is Hal Ferguson. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better than you.
Really? I'm about to bite into a nice Subway roast beef.
Yeah, I'll bet you're about to bite into someone's beef.
Well, that's the General. That wasn't me.
Well, you want to pick your friends better. You gotta pick your friends better than you pick your nose, huh? Laugh better.
That's very funny.
Are you telling me you gotta laugh at this guy's jokes?
Yeah. All right, there you go, Hal.
Wait. Where's the horseradish?
You didn't ask for horseradish.
Well, I am now. Oh, you just called. I thought I heard you call me a mother jumper.
No, I didn't. I said mother, may I? I didn't. No, I got
to
do it.
All right, so back to P. Diddy.
Back to P. Diddy. Now, if Sean Combs comes into my locker room and starts chewing out another coach, I don't do anything much more than grab him by the back of the belt, grab him by the back of the head, pick him up, and I launch him toward any one of three or four dipsy dumpsters that we have right outside our locker room. Now, will he get angry? Yes. Will he want to sue me? Yes. However, I will be in the right because he came into my locker room and he started,
come on, man, quit talking and start making.
I got two things going on at once, Phil.
If you picked up Sean Combs and you threw him into a dipsy dumpster, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely a lawsuit.
All right, it's a lawsuit. That guy comes into my locker room and starts talking to people.
Hey, less jawjacking and more roast beef, huh? Come on, pile it on. Yeah. More roast beef.
Is this enough, sir?
No. More. Yeah, that's it. Now, slather on that mayo. Slather it on.
I'm slathering on the mayo.
There you go. Now some mustard. Now I want some of them red onions over there. No. Not the white ones. The red. Yeah. Put on the red onions. Couple of pepperoncinis, too. More. Don't be cheap with the pepperoncinis. That's it. Now, let's see.
What kind of bread do you want, sir?
What kind of bread do I want? Have you got French onion that's also a rye?
No, we don't.
Well, then, fuck it. I guess I'm...
Want to watch your language in our store?
I beg your pardon?
Do you want to watch your language in our store? You just said the F word.
Who's going to make me?
Me?
Well, go ahead. God damn. You're going to leave me. That's right. That's what I did, Ferguson. I belted you. You're going to take my brother. You were harassing me.
Hey, that's exactly right. He was harassing you on the job.
Did he hit that man?
I think so, yeah.
Don't offend me.
What's that, Ferguson? I can't understand you. Your lower teeth are driven up through the upper lip.
You better get out of here.
I got to clear out, Phil. I'll call you from home, okay? So I just...
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? He belted the guy.
You didn't hear it, man? Well, I was listening on the headphones. Maybe it was in delay.
Let me hear what you listen... You listen to the Marc Maron podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. We'll continue with Vernon Dozier. I guess he's calling us from home. He's got a big bunch of trouble now he's got to deal with. He just socked that guy who'd been harassing. You know what? I'll tell you this much. As far as I'm concerned, dude, that is exactly what he should have done. And you're right. It is harassment, isn't it?
It's harassment. He's on the job. He's got that guy standing there saying, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, a guy says, yeah, yeah, to me. In between one yeah and the other yeah, I'd shove something in his face. And it'd be a foot long, all right. Don't worry about it.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. From the El Pacifico for this Tuesday, we'll be right back with Vernon Dozier and others. Instead of asking for the plans to heaven
lane. But this game already. Well, the world famous Phil Henry Show has your backstage pass waiting for you. Yes, a BSP to the world famous Phil Henry Show gets you and yours close to 20,000 hours of exciting and record-breaking radio. All of that can be yours, along with the video archives, miscellany from television shows to TV pilots to radio interviews, television interviews, newspaper interviews. It's all there. As well as the Hendry Fun Room. That's Hendroids, and of course, that is free of charge. All a part of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. So head on over there now. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. That's the Phil Hendry Show website. That's the Phil Hendry Show website. I guess that's...
Yeah, it's all a copy. There is.
And the Phil Hendry Show website.
All right, so it's over.
Now it's over. The Phil Hendry Show website.
Yeah,
how many times you gotta say that?
To be able to put an never mind. I want to put an exclamation point on the end of it.
Call up Vernon, will you please?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing, man? Are you calling the same place?
What?
Are you calling the same place?
No.
Well, yes, you are.
Sounds like you're calling the same place.
I'm calling Connor's house.
Well, if you're calling his house, I don't know what...
Subway.
Hi, I'm sorry. We're looking for Vernon Dozier.
No, he went home already.
That's what I thought, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right, we need a police report.
Well, that sounded like the guy said police report.
I heard it, but I don't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Call up his house, bud.
I thought I was.
Don't put it on the air. Just call his house.
Yeah, Vernon. Yeah. Bud. Dickman. What's going on?
Really?
Well, Phil wants to talk with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that...
Give me the phone, Vernon. Yeah, it's Phil. Okay, can we... thank you very much. Are you at home?
No, I'm driving home right now.
All right, so we were trying to reach you at home. We tried to reach you over at the subway.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
It sounded like the guy said we need a police report.
I don't give up. Let me tell you something. That guy's been coming in and bugging me for years because his kid sucks. But I can tell you this, Phil, and make no mistake about it. Wait a minute.
Is that a real siren?
No, it isn't. Hold on for a minute. I got to pull over now. God damn it. Now what happened? Well, I got to find a place to pull over here. Now what happened?
Well, are you being pulled over?
Yes, I'm being pulled over. Didn't you hear the siren?
It sounded like somebody going, like that.
License registration? Yes, officer. Was that you? Was that your siren? My siren's broke, so I had to just go out the window. Jesus Christ. Stay inside the car, sir. There you go. What was I doing? Well, you were weaving. You were going, changing, you know, you were not holding your lane. Holding my lane. I'll be right back. Anyway.
So Vernon, this is not a good question. I don't mean anything by this. You haven't been drinking, have you?
No, I haven't been drinking. I just left the job.
Okay. You must have been angry, huh?
You must be so angry you're weaving all over the road.
That's exactly what happens to me when I get angry. I weave all over the road because I'm looking for something to hit. It's just my luck that this cop... And what about this cop with the...
Yeah, what did he say?
That cop said that he was making his own siren?
Yeah. All right, sir. Here's. Did you say that you were doing your own siren? Yeah, because the siren on the car is broken. Like that.
Ask him something for me, will you?
Yeah, my friend wants to know something.
Ask him if he's kidding, and if he isn't kidding, does he rent himself out?
My friend wants to know, are you kidding? If you're not kidding, do you rent yourself out to other cops? That's very funny. Why don't you step out of the car for me? Oh, come on, man. I didn't step out of the car. Thanks a lot, General.
What?
Now I got to step out of the car. Your hands on top of your head. Why are you patting me down? Suspicion of drunk driving. Put your hands on top of your head. Had anything to drink tonight? No, sir. I'm coming from work.
And where'd you work?
Subway. Uh-huh. Is that where the guy got slugged?
Yes. Okay, sir. That's assault.
Oh, shit.
Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I am. Let me take this phone. Please don't hang up.
Okay, who was that anyway?
I don't know. Probably Glendale cop or something.
Call him up and find out if they just busted a guy named Vernon Dozier.
Maybe he needs bail money or something.
Find out, you know, if we can get a hold of his lawyer or anything.
What do you mean get a hold of it? Do you know who is his lawyer?
I have no idea.
Hey, Mr. Wireman?
I don't know if it's Wireman or not. Just find out who it is and we'll bail his ass out, I guess. I don't know.
That's... Vernon Dozier got busted.
So he got busted. It's not my fucking problem. Excuse my language, folks. It's not my problem.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do? Let the guy rot in jail?
Hey, pal, he's got a lawyer. He's got a family. He's got a wife. He'll get his ass out of jail. It's not my problem.
Well, you were calling him while he was on the road.
I didn't call. I didn't know he was on the road. I thought he was going to be at home.
Yeah, but you did say to call him.
Hey, bud, I'm the guy that had to call him because you called the stinking subway.
Yeah, well...
You know, the reason why they busted this guy is because he popped that dude Ferguson.
Well, that guy Ferguson was harassing.
Harassing?
Oh, yeah, he was harassing him.
Yeah, well, there you go. Not from me, man. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
There you go! Phil, whenever you are panicked because you don't know whether it's the right thing to do or not, and you're frightened to do the right thing, and all you want to do is run from your moral obligations, you always femme out.
Yes, and you'll go, there they go!
And you did it just then.
Whenever I want to run from my moral obligations.
Yes, and you femme out. You go, oh! So,
by the way, did you hear that cop?
Yeah, that guy was talking about how he makes his own siren because his was busted.
Yeah, but when you asked him, do you rent yourself out to other cops, he got pissed off.
Yeah, that's when he pulled him out of the car.
Right. So...
So now the general is to blame.
Sort of.
Well, in a way you are, General.
Wait a minute. You can't hang that on me.
Well, you with your smart jokes. We're going to be right back, folks, right after this, because I can't take much more of this. Phil Henry Show. Don't Doberman Chevrolet is on the way. Doberman Chevrolet at the corner of 5th and 7th now sells Fords. We sell Chevys, we sell Fords, we may even start selling Dodges. We're on our way to going out of business. Why? Because where we have our dealership, no one lives anymore. We're on our way out of town and to a place where people live. Doberman Chevrolet, Fords and Dodges. That's right. Doberman Chevrolet, Fords and Dodges. We're on our way out of town to another place where people live.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show reminding you that you can go over to our YouTube channel, The Real Bud Dickman Channel, and have yourself a ball, Jack. Just go over there and subscribe. You can watch Phil go in and out of character. Oh, man, it's pretty scary looking, I can tell you that, friend. My whole life. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, YouTube channel, The Real Bud Dickman.
Man, that doesn't make it right. Right. How do you sleep at night?
All right. Thank you very, very much there, General. So we had, did you hear Elcott?
Yeah, I want to say something. That Elcott, that guy is a whole different kind of weird ass. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You know, General, I think...
Whoa, hold on. Do you agree with me?
I don't know what you mean by weird ass.
I agree with you, General. That guy Elcott, man, he's way out there.
Yeah, the guy's pretty weird.
He is a holistic teacher of the spiritual arts. How dare you? All of you don't know the holistic arts.
Look, I don't know anything about the holistic arts. And I thought that's what that guy Wheeler did before he got involved in his wife's career.
Yeah, well, who knows what he's doing.
But that guy Elcott, man, are you kidding with that guy or somebody? Is that guy paying you?
He's part of our network. He does an occasional show. So does that guy Kevin Conneal. So does Kenny Slag. You know,
Kenny, there's another guy that ought to be taken out and beaten with a chain. Kenny Slag. If I hear that ass one more time.
Kenny Slag, he's got a lot of ways for making money in the 21st century.
My ass, he does. That guy comes out, Kenny Slag, whoa, Kenny. If I had just a length of motorcycle chain.
All right, wait. So what are you saying?
I'm telling you right now, you're getting taken by these clowns. That guy, what's the guy again? The guy on Saturday.
You're talking about Dr. Ed Elcott.
Ed Elcott, is that the guy?
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, that guy is, he's running a game on you.
He's not asking for any money. We're not spending any money on that guy. He comes on here, takes a little bit of time on our network, and it's something that I frankly think is a very, very beneficial. I don't know about anybody else. All right, we're going to get on the line here, though, Dr. Jim Sadler, to talk about... To talk a little bit more about our weekend programming. Dr. Sadler has requested that he have a show himself. I could swear you, is he at the?
Yeah, he's at the Subway.
Jim Sadler on the line with us. Jim, how are you doing?
Hello, Phil. Jim Sadler.
Okay, are you at the same Subway?
Yes, I walked in here because I wanted to get a tuna a foot long, and there was just a... They're leaving now with a man. Just got his bell rung. Looks like somebody really done. What happened?
I got hit in the face.
Looks like he got his kisser just knocked in.
Well, you know who did that.
Well, let me guess. Was it Dozier?
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah. All right, well.
Do you know where they took him?
Where'd they take the guy that did it?
I don't know.
I guess you wouldn't know because they arrested him out on the street.
Oh, they did. So they didn't arrest him here?
No.
Yeah, they fought. We were talking to him when he got pulled over.
Oh, God. Well, what happened?
Well, this guy that they just took out of there, I guess you saw his kisser kicked in, or...
Somebody just took a real good shot. Looks like his nose. He's got a porky pig nose. His teeth are up through his lip. He looked all messed up.
That guy is the father of a kid that was being coached at Belmar Academy. And the guy, you know, got a little mouthy, and...
While Vernon was working?
Yeah, and Vernon just couldn't deal with it.
Well, you know, the thing about Mr. Dozier, and I've worked with him, and I've worked with others at the school there, is the anger management.
I was going to say, Dr. Sadler, anger management is such an important thing these days, isn't it?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Margaret Gray.
Oh, okay, Margaret, but, all right, that's fine. I just, would you let me... Because you tend to dominate a lot of the conversations.
Well, excuse me, but I am a mother, and I certainly am concerned with the well-being of my own son.
Well, does he go to the same school where this guy Dozier goes?
No, he does not. My son is in middle school.
Well, then what are you worried about? What would you be bruised about?
what would I be worried? I'm worried if this happens to my... We're all worried about anger management.
Well, you know, people make me laugh because everybody expects perfection, you know.
Well, you know what? In your case, no, we don't.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because you're talking like you've got your lips have been super glued.
Oh, so that's the way it's going to be, huh? Make fun of the way that the guy talks.
No.
Look, it all got out of hand.
I know he's talking about the way, but you sound like your lips are super glued.
Hey, Dickman, of all the people in the building that he's talking about...
just calm down. Yeah, everybody just chill out. Margaret, come on.
I'm just saying I'm concerned with anger management.
I'm going to tell you about anger management. But I would like to do it because I'm the guest on the show, and every time I come on, there you are.
Oh, God, the men on this program have got a real maturity problem. Everybody on the verge of tears.
Fuck it.
What happened?
He hung up. What did I say about people hanging up?
Yeah, well, you said that about 6 months ago, that they would never be back on.
The only reason why that guy will be back on...
Oh, okay, put it on me, Phil.
No, just hold your phone. You know the guy has a speech impediment. You know he's sensitive about it. And you went ahead and you ragged on him.
Phil, the man, I wanted to ask a question. The first thing he does is he starts talking about how I dominate...
Yeah, but I've got nothing to do, Miss Gray, with the speech impediments.
Yeah, you see, that you may not dominate... But when you start knocking the guys, you said the guys' lips sounded like they were super glued.
Yes, and you three were laughing.
I wasn't.
Well, there's one, two, yes, those three, you weren't.
No.
You snickered, though. You went like that.
No, I did not. I did when you said boomerang lip.
That was 3 weeks ago. What I'm saying is this. This is a very important topic, and if I can't ask a question like a mother, then I don't know what. If I can't ask a question like any mother can ask a question... then I might as well just go out here and step in front of a truck or something.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well, I feel that way.
All right. Is he back? Have you got him?
Yeah. Hey, Sadler, why don't you chill out, man? He hung up again.
Let me call him, please. Let me call him, please.
But I didn't do...
But... There it is. Fuck. Unreal, you guys, man.
Subway sandwiches. This is Jim speaking.
Hey, Sadler, it's Phil Hendry.
Okay. Fuck.
Are you working at Subway?
What is going on? You got some guests that are so cheesy and weird and so bad at their jobs, they got to take part-time gigs at Subway?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what's that about?
Hey, what do you mean, yeah, Mr. Henry? I'm not the guy that books these guys.
You told me to get Jim Sadler on to talk about the psychologies of the coaches.
Well, and I think it's a very valid discussion, but you're telling me now that your guests work part-time gigs at Soho, baby. You know what, Phil? Why don't I just go down here to McDonald's and get the first kid I see doing lot pickup? And he can talk to us about brain surgery.
Margaret.
No, I'm really embarrassed.
You might as well get him back on the line, okay?
Well, he hung up the phone.
Call him back and tell him we're not going to say anything about him working there.
Well, he already knows he's on the air.
No, he doesn't. Call him fucking... Excuse my language, folks. Call him back. I'm telling you, bud.
I didn't do anything.
That's the smartest thing you've said. You didn't do anything.
Bingo! Give the man a cigar.
You keep saying that. You ain't never given me no cigar.
That again?
You keep saying that. You never did no give me not no cigar.
Never did not give... God, I ought to beat you half to death just on principle alone.
Hold on. What is it with this place?
This is Jim, Subway.
Hey, Jim, don't hang up the phone. It's Phil Hendry.
Well, okay, so now the whole world knows that I worked at Subway?
They didn't have to. You're the guy that's... you're telling us now.
Oh, great.
Well, what are you doing working at Subway?
I'm pulling a few shifts, okay? I lost a couple of my group therapies on the tab today, so I'm pulling a shift, yeah?
Hey, how about give me some crab?
We don't have crab. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, so what is this, man? All of a sudden we're interviewing people at Subway.
Look, Phil, just do it, will you?
Okay.
Yeah, Phil, I heard that your interview with Vernon was you getting sidetracked by all these, excuse my language, and...
He's doing the Margaret Mumble.
I know.
What did I do?
You did the Margaret Mumble.
Well, but I heard that you got sidetracked...
What's the with you, huh? How about my sandwich?
Yeah, hold on for a minute there, Sunshine.
Hey, don't call me Sunshine.
I gotta hold on for a minute. So what do you want?
I want to get some of the chicken and turkey.
Chicken and turkey, huh? Okay.
Hey, let me see that chicken. Let me smell it. Jesus Christ.
Hey, this chicken I just carved up fresh.
Well, you might have carved it up fresh, but whatever you carved up had been dead about 6 or 7 days out on the highway.
Ha ha ha.
Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I am.
Talk to me like that.
I get that here in the face, Jim.
Okay,
Jim, can you...
We're going to tell you what we're going to do is we're going to just bug out because this week is starting off. We had the weirdness of Dr. Elcott yesterday. We've got this P. Diddy thing. We've got whatever's going on with Vernon. We've got whatever's going on. I got to find out why these guys are taking extra jobs.
Well, I mean, maybe they just need the money.
Yes, Phil, maybe they just need the money. Have you ever thought of that?
Of course I've thought of it. And if they need the money, we're going to have to get people for guests, bud. Make a note here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Get people for guests that have actual careers and don't need to take side jobs at Subway so they can be psychologists and football coaches, okay?
Yes, sir. Get people... hold on. Get people to...
I'll write it down, man.
I know how to write good.
You know what? Do you mind if I leave?
Not at all. Go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for... Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw, and you're on your own. Thank you.
Subway Sanchez, this is Jim speaking.
Hey, Jim, it's Phil Henry.
What, are we on the air again?
No, we're not. We're off the air. Is your nose all right?
A guy hit me in the nose. I got them back, though. I hit him over the head with one of these tins that I put the peppercini in. Cops took him out.
The cops got him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you have to take an extra job.
Well, you know, that's life. But for you to call me up on the air, you call me while I'm here. Very, very, very embarrassing.
Well, I think you're a man among men to be working...
I'm only kidding. I don't really work there. They let me answer the phone.
You realize everybody thinks you work there, right?
Well, we're on the air right now.
Well, no, we're not. We're off the air.
Oh, fuck it. You gotta put me on the air tomorrow.
No, I don't think I will.
You have to put me on the air tomorrow. The people are gonna think I'm fucking Subway.
No, I won't. Grow up, be a man, and I'll think about it.
I'll be a man? I've been pulled over.
I think I know who that cop is. The license registration. Hey, ask him if that's his siren or did he have to...
That's your siren or did you have to...
You're under arrest.